Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk baseball this morning, and what a great morning to talk. It's every morning's a good morning to talk baseball, but specifically the Sunshine Baseball League and what it does in this area. And we're going to do that with a number of people today. Dennis Rapkins is here. He is on the Sunshine Baseball League board. Mike Zitz here on the board. Ben Ogine is here. Is the one of the student announcers, and we may have and may we should hear later in this hour from City Councilman Chuck Fry. Anyway, good morning to all of you guys. Thank you for getting up and coming in this morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks for having us.
Boy, great to have you here, Mike. You and I talk about the Sunshine Baseball League a lot, and we've done a number of shows about it. And this is a good time of year to kind of talk about it, just to kind of explain what's happened in the past season and get ready for the next season. And who doesn't like to talk about baseball?
Well, I'm never shy about talking about baseball, and sometimes to the point that people want to tape my mouth shut. But, Ted and I are both really big baseball fans. Ted's a Tigers fan. I'm a Giants fan.
Speaking of the Giants, and before
Dennis
we get going.
Dennis is a Giants fan, too, by the way.
Oh, you are, Dennis. I didn't know that.
I grew up equidistant between Seattle and San Francisco. So San Francisco and Seattle are my teams.
Mike, I'll start with you. Just one question unrelated to the Sunshine Baseball League. I thought the Giants, with all the money they have, were going to get one of these high-priced guys, and they haven't.
Apparently the 13% state income tax is not appealing to some people, even if they're making $300 million.
True.
They still want that extra, what would that be mathematically, $30 million?
That's
one factor. Another is the ballpark is difficult to hit home runs in, so if you're a home run hitter, you probably want to go someplace that's a little smaller.
Okay. Well, we usually don't get to talk sports like this on the air.
The Giants and Tigers are both kind of in a period where they're retooling a little bit, but I think the Tigers are farther along doing a better job of it than the Giants.
Well, time will tell on that one. It's good to have you all here to talk about the Sunshine Baseball League because, Mike, the league, how many years now has the league been
Well, we started with a fall league in 2015, and we've had summer leagues in 2016 and this year, and it's become – and that's – the summer ball part of it is the most important part to me because there's not a lot of summer baseball going on in the area, and it's come to the point that if you want to play summer ball and you really want to go somewhere as a baseball player, even as a high school player, football or a college player, much less pro, you have to play travel baseball, mm-hmm. which is extremely prohibitively expensive, thousands and thousands of dollars. And that's turned it into sort of a white upper middle class sport. And you can see that at all levels now, even in the major leagues, there are fewer and fewer black players. Part of what we're trying to do here is give kids of all socioeconomic, I don't want to sound too politically correct, but kids who couldn't otherwise afford to play, the chance to play and develop and get good coaching and be a positive experience that helps them grow as individuals.
For the person who doesn't know, the league plays in the Sunshine Ballpark, and the Ripkins were involved in sort of the formation of that. There are a number of fields there, and it's just a first-class complex.
It's really gorgeous, and it's the kind of place where you go in there, and I talk a lot about Field of Dreams, which is really cliched, but it gives you a good feeling, makes you have, sort of feel uplifted just walking in there. It's artificial turf, which some people don't like the idea of artificial turf, but it's really good turf and soft, and it can rain, and you play as soon as it stops raining.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful facility. We have a PA announcing, the kids are announced, the lineups are announced, they're announced, they come up to bat. Ben does a great job of that, really does it dramatically. We can maybe ask Ben to give us a sample of that.
Oh, we will. We will have, as we go along this morning.
A big scoreboard that's used during the game, and play music between innings, and we have hot dogs and sodas, and it's a real ballpark experience.
Well, and we should mention Doris Buffett really is the one person behind a lot of this, and somebody who really saw the vision of this, and is responsible a lot for that complex being there.
Yeah, Doris is a personal friend of mine. We've known each other for 30 years. She's done a lot for the community, a lot for the country. You know, she's done things. She's given away over $100 million of her own money. And this is part of her – the scheme of things she's trying to do is help kids before they get into trouble. Mm-hmm. And by in saying that, I don't mean this is only for kids who might be considered at risk. It's not at all. We have families who are really well off. We have players of all kinds of different abilities. And that's one of the really cool things about it is it's kind of a melting pot. Kids get to know each other who might not otherwise get to know each other, and they learn about each other.
Dennis, what got you involved with the Sunshine Baseball League?
Last spring, I coached a park and rec team, and I met Mike during that experience. And so that's how I discovered Sunshine Baseball League, and I became involved in the board last summer and really liked the whole mission, the purpose behind it, and just looking forward to a new season coming ahead.
So I'm guessing you've done a lot of over the years done a lot of baseball coaching, different parks and rec kind of things.
Basically, since through the 1990s and various various leagues throughout the area. Yes,
boy, and thank you for that, because I mean, there's always a need for coaches, but anytime you talk to people, and I know people who do it, and they'll always say I get more out of it than. You know, because I'll say what you're doing is great for the kids, and they'll generally see I get more out of it than they do.
Well, thank you. But it is the sort of thing that, again, with a full-time job and so forth, it's when I would watch teams playing and watch the coaching. And again, remember, these are, you know, volunteers, parents out there and so forth. But baseball really coached at a high level. When you see things, for example, when you see a right fielder standing around and being bored and that sort of thing, that's not how the game should be played. A right fielder ground balls to first base, ground balls to second base, throws to second when there are base runners off, when they're stealing. Baseball should be nine players moving all at once.
You're backing
and
them
that's
up.
The sort of thing with kids I wanted to try to contribute to that sort of setting.
Yeah, what a great thing, because you do. Sometimes you see that, and people will say how boring and slow baseball is, but you're not focusing if that's all you see.
Right, and the kids obviously aren't going to understand that sort of thing themselves, and so to get that sort of coaching, and that's the sort of thing we're trying to do in Sunshine Baseball League, is lift that level of coaching and input.
But Mike, I guess one of the things that's going to be exciting to see in the future, some of these kids that get a start in Sunshine Baseball League, and a few years from now, when you see them in high school and even going further, how exciting and how proud you all be of that.
Absolutely. And part of what we're doing here is it's open to kids from all over the area. You don't have to live in the city. You can live in the counties. But I played baseball at JM 40 years ago, and that was pretty much the last time that they had a good team. It wasn't because I was on the team, but we had a Gene Cunningham, who was an eighth round draft pick of the Orioles. We had a bunch of guys who went on to play college ball.
Yeah.
But since that time, things have sort of declined. And by increasing the number of kids who were involved, we're hopefully going to help their program down the line. Dennis has done some coaching at JM on the tennis team, and he knows about the situation there. But we really want to do everything we can to support them.
The Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. Dennis Rapkin's here, Mike Zitz, and also Ben Angine is here. More coming up. We're going to continue to talk about the Sunshine Baseball League, who it's for, some of the goals, and how you can get involved. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sunshine Baseball League in Fredericksburg, our focus this morning. But again, one of the things, Mike Zitz, one of our guests this morning, that you mentioned just a minute ago, Mike, that as we talk about the Sunshine Baseball League, it is in the city, but it's not just for city residents.
No, we have a lot of players from Stafford, Spotsylvania, also from King George. I mean, anywhere we have players from Orange County. It's open to everybody.
So as we go along this morning, this is not just a city thing. Ben Ungine with us is one of the student announcers, and I'm not going to ask you yet to become an announcer for me, Ben, but you have come so highly praised for your announcing ability. We are going to have you do a little bit of announcing, but talk about, I mean, I guess you graduated a couple of years ago from JM, yeah, and then went to Germain, and now at UMW, and just your involvement. Do you live near the Sunshine Ballpark?
I do. I live in the apartments not far on Fall Hall Avenue. I graduated from JM at 16 years old, and then I went to Germain for a year, and then transferred over to UMW. I got involved at the Sunshine Baseball League through Mr. Fred German.
Yeah.
I was announcing at school. I was announcing the pledge at school, and he came in and he saw me and he asked if I wanted a job. And at first I thought he was joking, but as it went on, it turned out it was probably one of the greatest experiences that I could ever have. And went on to announce at the Sunshine Baseball League, and now here I am. So. It's been a fun time.
Well, and what a great skill to have, because to be able to do the pledge or to do the announcing, and shows you can get up in front of a group and you know, not lose your cool and be calm about it. And it's a great life skill for you going forward.
It can be nerve wracking sometimes, but being able to calm myself down as I go on, it's been helpful.
Living over in that area, but where the Sunshine Ballpark is. Off of Fall Hill Avenue. Have you seen a change in the community at all there, just having it there?
Oh, yeah. Some of the kids that play on some of the baseball teams, I know how much it has affected them being able to play a sport that they love, and a sport that's so easily accessible to them. Literally, next to their front door, they can just walk over and play. So it's been definitely a good change.
And as Mike mentioned earlier, I mean, getting kids to play baseball right now is kind of tough, and to have something right there is a big help, and to have a facility like the Sunshine Ballpark.
I mean, the facility is absolutely gorgeous. Two fields that look beautiful. The rain doesn't affect it almost at all, and it's a great facility. It's really beautiful.
City Councilman Chuck Fry also with us this morning. Councilman Fry, good to have you here, especially this time of year. This is a busy time of year for you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Schulwood. Shout out to UPS, man. It's crazy right now.
You were involved in a lot of things.
Yes.
And this was an area I didn't realize you were involved with the Sunshine Baseball League, but obviously you have seen the value that it has for the community.
Yeah. And you know, thanks to Mr. Zitz and the rest of the crew, getting me involved, and just to knowing that something better is going on in the city. I mean, I don't care if it's kickball, you know, whatever it is, any option is great. And for this to be around, and it's like every year, I wish it was more participation. But every year it's the same scenario. You know, we try to reach out and try to get people to get involved, and the kids do get involved. But I really still wish it was more, because it's like, it's for everybody. I heard Mr. Zitt saying that when I was it's for everybody, and it's an open door policy. All you pretty much have to do is show up. And I remember a few years ago, I think it was two and a half years ago, I remember it was a team that my son actually played on, and the range of the age of the kids, it's like, it didn't even matter. It was like, let's get the kids on the team.
Yeah.
So kids were showing up, and it was kind of like, it was a scenario where like somebody would bring their little brother, little sister. Guess what? They were on the team too. And that's just the way it was that first year, that I came out to see, and my son participated. So, but I mean, anything that helps out the city and brings everybody together. A lot of people look at it as sports, and some people get real animated about the sport And I look at it more of community, because it brings so many people together from all walks of life. It brings everybody together, and that's what I like about it the most.
That first season, Doris Buffett had started, talked to her about it, and she decided she wanted to do this, and we wanted to strike while the iron was hot. So we kind of were starting it up on the fly at Warp 9. It's grown a lot. We had 200 players last summer. We're hoping to grow it to about 300 this summer. There are age divisions for league play from 8 to 10, 11, 12, and that's going to be a new 13 to 15 division this year. We also have what we call an academy, a baseball academy for kids age 5 to 7. It has all kinds of different levels of play in terms of the players, but it's pretty good baseball. And we have players who are travel players too, and players who play in school. And one of the heartwarming things about it is those kids help the younger kids and the kids with less experience. They act as extra coaches.
Right. That's been one of my experiences just, again, in seeing last summer. We would see travel-level players out there, kids that are playing travel baseball, along with kids that are strictly recreational players. And in that sense, it's kind of really a throwback in many ways, just the combination. And seeing it, it really works.
Everybody has uniforms, and it looks fun,
and nice uniforms too. That was part of Doris's concept. Even in travel ball, and we were paying thousands of dollars now. Lots of teams just have T-shirts, but we wanted the kids to have pride in the fact that they were on the team. We want them, if they're walking back and forth to their neighborhood, to the ball field, they want other kids to. We want other kids to see them and think, I want to do that too. So Doris spared no expense in that area.
Well, I'll tell you what. We mentioned Doris, and like we said in the first segment, she's kind of one of the overriding founders and really a person who had the vision for this, along with you too, Mike. But Councilman Fry, this just reminds me. This is just because I think of the swimming pool. I think of this. And these are good stories in Fredericksburg that a lot of times you get caught up into some of the bad, and you always are talking about, let's focus on some of these good things.
Yeah, because the bad, oh man, I guess it sells, you know. The good things, the normal things that happen every day, it don't get much attention, you know. So, funny scenario, swimming pools in Mayfield. It's called Dixon Park. I mean, it almost should be Mayfield Park. You know what I mean? And Sunshine Baseball League is in Bragg Hill. Mm-hmm. And I've always said that about Bragg Hill. Anything, something good going on, it's called Central Park Townhomes. When it's something bad, it's called Bragg Hill. But, you know, so I guess it would be Sunshine Park in Central Park Townhomes. But to put a facility like that in quote-unquote Bragg Hill, because it's always a negative tone to when somebody says something about Bragg Hill.
I was just going to say, whenever it's the stories of those two areas, you generally think, uh-oh,
what's going on here?
Right, but you're right. These are two areas now that changed the whole dynamic of the city.
We got new uh-ohs now.
Now
we got home runs.
And you've got a situation with Ben, who's from Bragg Hill and is a huge success story.
Yeah, and those are the stories. And I haven't had a chance to meet the young man, but those are the stories that are beautiful. Those are the, you know, when you have the negative, you know, it's kind of like, where's the positive? But the positive is there every day. It's there every day. And he had one little hiccup or so on and so forth. And then the young man, like Ben, has to deal with what they say about his area. And he's sitting there like, what area are you talking about? Because this is Bragg Hill, and this is the sunshine.
Is my home.
This is sunshine. This is where great things happen every day. And every day the sun's out, kids are at the field. You know, so, you know. I've seen where the kids came out with no equipment, got a glove, and, I mean, everything. You can't beat what's going on in Bragg Hill right now.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Part of what Doris is doing is funding the Gladys P. Todd Academy at Germana, and most of the kids who work at the ballpark are Gladys P. Todd Academy students, and that's for first generation underserved means basically that families that might not otherwise be going to college. It's a scholarship program at Germana. So we employ a lot of those kids out there doing announcing and working the concession stand and run the scoreboard and keeping score. But part of the reason we do that is so that the other kids on the playing ball out there will realize college is an option for them. There's a way that they can get it done.
We are talking about the Sunshine Baseball League. Before we take our break, Dennis, if someone's interested in getting – Mike mentioned, you know, the goal this year is to have 300 kids. What's the best way to find out information and to sign up? Either one of you who may know.
You can call 540-846-5163, 540-846-5163, or you can go to the Sunshine Baseball League Facebook page, where you have a, we're working on a new website right now, but that's not live yet.
Okay, that's at least if someone's interested in thinking about this in these wintry months, they can be start thinking about it right now. Just go to the Sunshine Baseball Facebook page, the easiest way. Ben, we're going to have you do some. I'm going to have you do a little bit of announcing when we come back. We're going to take a break, come back, and continue to talk about the Sunshine Baseball League. Someone has texted in a question or a comment to get you guys to talk about something, and we'll get to that too. Chuck Fry is here from City Council. He's also on the board. Dennis Rapkin's here. Mike Zitz here. And I've got to get your name pronunciation here, Ben. I'm trying to get it right every time. And Ben Ajine here this morning on Town Talk. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
We're talking Sunshine Baseball League this morning. Perfect morning to do it. It's going to be a warmer day and getting you ready for it and at least getting you to think about something perhaps for your kids. The Sunshine Baseball League, based in the city, and we'll continue to talk about this. It's not just for city residents. Mike Zitz, one of our guests, mentioned just earlier that kids from all over the area involved in the Sunshine Baseball League. One of them, Ben Gianni, is here. Ben, you come with great fanfare because I have heard about you, at least for the last year or so, about your announcing abilities. So we're going to have you do a little – you can either – if you remember some of the players that you had, or you can even announce – our guests in here this morning. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay. I remember one player. I'm going to announce Jay's name. And now, stepping up to bat, number 28, the slugger, the one and only Jay Zitz.
That'll get you going, Mike.
Yeah, I have to say, Ben really – we get a lot of compliments on him from parents and family members and friends. We have some pretty good crowds out at the ballpark. He really makes it an experience. He really adds to it and creates a lot of excitement among the kids and their families. And what we're trying to do is make the kids feel special, and Ben really does that.
An announcer has that – you really have that capability, Ben, because announcers can change the whole atmosphere at a ballpark.
But what's Ted? What's really funny also is that as a coach, when Mike and I are down at third base or something, and we're looking at the batters at bat, and a smile comes across their face as they're getting ready to bat. And of course, that's actually conducive to hitting well. You're relaxing, but the whole point is it just creates the atmosphere of having fun.
You could come in here and announce each morning. I could say our guest this morning, and you would get the guests all now speaking, Mike Zitz. What a great skill, and who knows where this takes you?
Who knows? I love it. I love being able to do it every single second of it. I love getting to know the kids and like having a kid come up to me, hey, next time you say my name, can you say this nickname? And like it's awesome because they really love it, and like you get to know the kids in a way that he probably wouldn't be able to before because of his baseball part. And, yeah, I enjoy it really, really a lot.
Someday when you're the announcer either at Nats Park or at Camden Yards, you can – I'll see if you remember me, and I'll see if you can get me tickets.
for sure.
And so you're interested in broadcasting?
Yes, sir. Communications, anything radio. I love it. Behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. It's my interest.
You're also on a commercial on this station and our sister station, B101.5, for Germanic Community College.
I was. I did an interview actually in this very, very room.
Okay. Yeah, that's exciting stuff. And I know, Councilman Fry, for you, that it's exciting to see kids in the city and just to have kids in general to have a direction.
Yeah. I always see it as I see a lot of scenarios where a lot of kids are kind of counted out in a lot of scenarios. And you know, I just feel like if more people open up the door, you know, and let kids in. And share. When people talk about success, I believe that success is like taking folks along with you on your journey. So like if you're doing something or you're into something, you should share that, and that's what opens up the door. And that's kind of where, like, even for myself, if somebody, wait, what's a successful city councilman? I would say is sharing, you know, whatever mm-hmm. I'm doing or whatever that, if it's Midnight Madness or whatever, if it's this gun thing we're talking about, it's involving people and showing people the way. And just like if somebody, I'd rather be a living example of what you can do instead of, you know, what you can't do. So, you know, not to go kind of off subject, but, you know, I want folks to feel like if they see me doing something, I want them, you know, to feel like they can do it as well. And there's no rule book or guidelines on how to do things because everybody has their own way of interpreting things. So, you know, I just feel like it should be open to a pie. And if you would see how even I coach Mr. Zitt's son, I got to know him a little bit more doing that. If you would see it, you'd be like, oh, wow. Because, you know, his son came out there and just the experience was like, okay, I know a little bit about basketball. And like, I'm going to show you this. And mm-hmm. even with Jay, it was like, hey, I don't know if I can do this or whatever the case. Oh, no, you can do it. Matter of fact, we're going to show you can do it. And not only his son, everybody. It's like, whatever. I just believe success is sharing. That's all.
Engaging the kids with the sort of the sort of demonstration that that Ben gave, and baseball, I think, is especially important because baseball itself is not necessarily what we would consider a celebratory sport the way football and basketball especially now are. And baseball, Bryce Harper has made the statement that baseball needs to find a way where players can express themselves and so forth. Someone like Ben, with what he brings to the ballpark, and in general, the sort of atmosphere we're trying to create at Sunshine Ballpark, this is to show kids that baseball is a lot of fun in various ways. You can express yourself, and this is all part of the atmosphere.
Yeah, it sounds good. And I'm thinking, even just sitting here right now, I'm thinking about who's the next Ben. Because somebody, he's inspiring somebody when they come to the game.
I can do that.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, hey, you know, they're probably sitting there like, and it might be the kid who walks up to him one day and say, hey, say my name like this. Mm-hmm. And Ben, you know, probably say, you know what? How about you come over, you know, second inning, and you do it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, you know, you never know. You know, just like I say, just that whole open door and anything that brings a community together. When you see different things, you see a lot of separation in the city based on events. You know, but when you see things like this that bring people together, that's huge.
Well, and Mike, one of the things that you've been able to do and a couple years ago, I mean, you had Sharon Robinson, Jackie Robinson's daughter, came and spoke. It was a program that at the Sunshine Ballpark and in Germana was involved too. And, boy, what a great thing. I mean, those kids will never forget that, and especially when they realize who Jackie Robinson was.
That's right. And part of what Sharon talked about when she came was the importance of education, and that's a big part of our mission of the Sunshine Baseball League, a big part of what Doris Buffett wants to do is tell these kids, you know, the sky's the limit. You can do whatever you dream. And Ben is a good example of that. Ben is an excellent student. He graduated from James Monroe High School at age 16, went to Germana at 17, now 18. He's at University of Mary Washington. He talks to the kids about college and the importance of education. And so Chuck's son, Charlie Jr., also worked at their ballpark, and he's a JM student who's a part of the Todd Academy program at Jarana. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want kids to see what's possible, and Ben is an example of that.
One of the things, and someone texted in, this just shows again just the wide range of things you have going on. It's more than just games, but someone said mentioned pitch, hit, and run, and the Junior Home Run Derby coming up in early April at the Sunshine Ballpark for all girls and boys ages 7 to 14.
Jim Toler organizes that. It's a Major League Baseball opportunity where kids can come out and compete at the local level in pitching and hitting and running the bases, and also is a home run derby that was started for the first time last spring. We have it every April at Sunshine Ballpark. The winners then advance to Nationals Park, and the winners there then go to the Major League All-Star Game. It's a really cool thing.
Wow, what a great thing. Because people watch the home run derby and you see those kind of things, and to be able to have that kind of thing around here, that's great stuff.
Speaking of Major League Baseball, in the last couple of months, Major League Baseball has a program called Reviving Baseball in the Inner Cities, RBI. And it was started almost 30 years ago. Basically, John Young, a former Major League player and a scout, noticed in South Central Los Angeles no longer the level of participation that there had been in the past. The program has grown tremendously. In the last couple of months, we've contacted Major League Baseball, RBI, and we have become Sunshine Baseball League. We've become an affiliate. Mm. And we're really, again, the purpose of the program is to increase participation and interest in baseball and softball. We're really excited about this possibility and really encouraged by the possibilities of this affiliation with Major League Baseball.
How early can kids get started? What are the ages that you're looking for?
We have an academy, a baseball academy for kids age 5 to 7. We have a age division of 8 to 10 for league play, a league play division for kids 11 and 12, and a league play division for kids age 13 to 15.
And can I toss out a challenge real quick?
Yeah,
I challenge the James Monroe High School athletic department. I'm challenging them on the radio right now. Fall Hill Avenue, Washington Avenue, they connect right there, and it's right up the hill. And to my understanding, over the last few years, the JM baseball team probably could join in and pay attention, and it could almost work as a feeder system for JM baseball, I believe, and softball, yeah. You know, by creating the interest. And because what's going to happen is it'll stop here at age 15, age 16, mm-hmm. when the next step is actually right down the hill. Mm-hmm. Right down the hill. I mean, and it's even a new trail to get you there from JM to the ballpark. It's the sidewalks and everything. So I'm just throwing out, whoever's listening, I'm throwing out a challenge. You know, have the local folks right up the street join in and you know, just make the participation even better. So
well, and Ben mentioned earlier that it's right there, and for it's not just for city residents, but it sure is convenient for city residents.
Oh yeah, I walk to the baseball park every time I work there, so yeah. It's just literally right there.
We don't want this to end at 15 either. Part of what we're trying to do is build a third field there, a regulation size at like 90-foot base field. Mm-hmm. The one we have now is kind of more like Little League, intermediate Little League distances. But when we do that, we want to go not only up to 18, but have a semi-pro team base there too for kids who are college age and people in their 20s and 30s.
And again, this is open to anyone. This is not just a city.
It's open to everybody.
It's not a city.
And as Chuck said, part of our goal is to try to boost the JM baseball program, but not just JM, also other schools here in the area.
That's right, all of them. It is amazing when you see these travel sports. It's amazing. You see these travel leagues. I don't care what sport it is, and these parents pay a lot of money, and then is end up being pay to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's what happens with a lot of these leagues. And, you know, that's why those parents are so animated. They pay so much money, they got to scream and go crazy, you know. but these for this right here to just come out and participate, and it's for everybody, it's a big deal. And it's kind of like this is a good way to find that diamond in the rough, you know. That kid out there who may not have had the chance. If you throw those numbers out there and say, hey, you know, it'll probably cost you $800 to play on this travel league, plus travel. And if you come right here, you just come and join in just because it's offered. You know, so the city is very fortunate that Mrs. Buffett, you know, lived here and saw some of the needs here. And it's a big deal.
Studies show that participation in baseball is really the two primary elements are weather. And now, unfortunately, what Chuck is saying are resources. Well, with the ballpark there and all the benefits that go with it, we have the resources. And clearly during the summer, we have baseball weather.
And Chuck mentioned Doris's support. Doris is turning 90 years old in February. And I really appreciate everything she's done for our area, and I think everybody else should. But people need to step up to the plate and keep what she was doing going. She's still continuing to support the league, but we need other sponsorship. We need hopefully other businesses and individuals to contribute so that we can make this free for the families who can't afford to pay thousands of dollars for travel ball.
If you are a business and want to get involved, you can either just go to the Sunshine Baseball Facebook page or 540-846-5163. 540-846-5163. We're talking about the Sunshine Baseball League. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. Great stuff. Again, if you're interested in getting your kids involved and getting involved yourself, check out the Sunshine Baseball League Facebook page. Mike, you were telling me, Mike Zitz, one of our guests here this morning, that the league itself will start, in late June?
We run from late June after school gets out into probably about September 10th. Counterintuitively, there's not a lot of baseball going on in the area at that time of year. Used to be that was prime time for rec baseball, Babe Ruth, American Legion.
Yeah.
Now, pretty much, if you want to play in the summertime, aside from Sunshine Baseball League, you have to play travel ball, and that's prohibitively expensive for some people. And Chuck has something to say about that. We're just talking about that.
Yeah. For the most part, a lot of what you see going on is pay-to-play leagues. And this is exactly, you know, what it's not. And what happens with the pay-to-play leagues, travel ball, whatever folks want to call it, what happens is the folks who can't afford it or their parents can't afford it or, you know, somebody's mm-hmm. being raised by a grandma or their aunt or so on and so forth, or it could be housing issues. There's all kinds of issues that happen in real life, you know. So
yeah.
This takes the equation of finances out of the conversation, and it's just kids that want to play. So anybody who's listening who has a kid in the neighborhood that they know, you know, probably could benefit from this or whatever, even if you don't think their kid can play baseball or the young lady can play softball, the only way for you to know is have them participate. So, you know, don't think that, you know, this person can't do it. Bring them out. And the Sunshine, you know, baseball is open for them. And pretty much these guys are waiting. Everybody's waiting for them to get there. So, like I said, don't let your finances restrict you. And I don't know of any other place that's doing this. So,
yeah.
You
know, the ideal model would be to have kids walking to the ballpark, riding their bikes to the ballpark. This is the way it used to be.
Yeah.
With the location of the facility, we can do that here.
Ben Gine here is a student. He's a student. He's also an announcer. And I guess Ben, you were telling me. I mean, you've seen just sportsmanship and just the interaction of the players, the kids with one another.
Yeah, it's very sportsmanship friendly. And like I remember one example is I was told to announce a kid's birthday, and we were supposed to sing him happy birthday. And I remember not only the kids from his own team were singing happy birthday to him, kids from the other team were coming over saying happy birthday to him before and after the game. So it's just, it builds relationship between the kids. And, like, I remember seeing kids going out after the game from opposite teams hanging out because they made a relationship through that baseball, through baseball, and through the Sunshine Baseball League.
That's fantastic. And Mike Zitz, boys and girls play together in this, right?
That's right. It was 30 years ago that Julie Croteau, I don't know how many people remember her, came to the Fredericksburg Giants semi-pro team here. She wanted to become the first woman to play college baseball and play for a Major League Baseball affiliate in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And what she did was interest a lot of girls in playing baseball. And we do have some. We'd like to have more girls playing, but we have some very good players who are girl players, and Ben can tell you a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have one. Her nickname is Madam Crusher, Malia Knight. Madam Crusher, yeah. She's really good. And another one, Piper, her nickname was Piper the Viper because she could throw the ball. So, you know, it's these girls came in and they did what they had to do. They came in and they played really well, outstanding.
I need you to have come up with a nickname for Councilman Fryens and City Council that I can use. I need to get with you, Ben, on that. What we've run out of time. There's other issues, and so this is going to have to be a to-be-continued show, and we'll get you all back and continue to talk about this. Thank you for what you do. Boy, the Sunshine Baseball League, great stuff.
Thank you, Ted.
And it's great to hear this. Again, 540-846-5163, or check out Sunshine Baseball League on Facebook. Chuck Fry, Dennis Rapkins, Mike Zitz, and Ben Agine here. Thank you so much for what you do. Happy New Year, and we'll see you in the new year. Play ball.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.